This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now we're going to have a little conversation with a writer whose works have been seen by more people in the United States that look at stuff related to the gun culture, the gun industry, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
So let's kick off with this Pennsylvania appeals court that has decided to go after the PLCAA to declare the, they're going to use that to declare it void in the 10th Amendment.
Yes, that's the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, and it was passed by the Congress because many cities and I think some states were bankrolling lawsuits against firearm manufacturers in an attempt to bankrupt the manufacturers. And they were generally frivolous lawsuits that had no real significant reason behind them other than someone had used a firearm at some time to do harm. And from that, they went to the reason, well, the manufacturer has to be at fault because if he hadn't manufactured or sold the firearm, then no harm would have been done, which is specious, I would say.
Hmm.
And so what the Pennsylvania lawsuit is very interesting because it uses the 10th Amendment and denies the 14th and 2nd Amendment, and it essentially says, well, the Congress doesn't have the power to regulate tort law in the states because tort law does not have any effect on interstate commerce under the Commerce Clause. And since it doesn't have any effect on interstate commerce, which is, of course, absurd, it has plenty of effect on interstate commerce, but it might be exempt. I mean, I don't think the Supreme Court has ruled whether or not a state law affecting interstate commerce is exempt. I don't think it is because that's the whole purpose of the Commerce Law, Commerce Clause, is to say the federal government is supreme on interstate commerce. The states cannot regulate interstate commerce. And while tort law is not a direct regulation of interstate commerce, if its effect is that it, say, destroys an entire industry, then it's pretty much having a significant effect on interstate commerce, and I'm not sure how the Supreme Court would rule on it, but my guess is they'd say, well, if it acts like a duck and, you know, waddles like a duck and squawks like a duck, it's a duck, even if you call it something else. So, but the idea that the 10th Amendment, which has pretty much been ignored by the courts, oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of a case that was settled under 10th Amendment bounds, and I don't think it's been done for at least 100 years. Somebody may correct me on that. Maybe there's one out there. But I'd like to see the 10th Amendment given more credit and being used because it's a significant limitation on government power. It says the federal government has these powers, and anything that's outside of those powers is left to the states or individual. So this idea that tort law is outside of federal power, I think in general is a correct one. But I'm not sure that with another originalist and textualist justice on the Supreme Court, hopefully Amy Coney Barrett, the court would agree with the arguments used in this Pennsylvania case, which seemed to be rather carefully distorted in order to do away with the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act.
So let's play a game. here, shall we? I mean, as you look at this, I know that you did a really thorough review on it. And some of their arguments here is sort of a reach.
Yeah.
At that point, the activity surrounding the use of or misuse of products reverts to a local matter subject to state, not federal regulation. This is especially true whereas here the product kills someone who did not even purchase it.
Yeah.
That's
insane. The product didn't kill anybody. The person pulling the trigger and pointing the gun killed somebody. It's an absurd claim. It's like saying, the knife stabbed somebody, or let's try and think of another thing. The typewriter wrote the sentence. I mean, it's absurd. It's claiming volition for an inanimate object. And now, our tort law has been terribly distorted since about 1965 or so. Before then, there were a fair number of restrictions on lawsuits, and lawsuits were considered to be bad, and courts would regularly throw them out on a whole bunch of different reasons. And most of those have been overturned by the tort lawyers who have bounded together and made up arguments that torts are good, that lawsuits are good, and that they serve a common purpose. But,
right.
I don't think we've necessarily seen that to be the case at all.
Well, I mean, it comes down to this. In order for them to say the PLCAA doesn't exist to me, and to be able to say that they can sue the gun maker would indicate that the gun maker knowingly put something out there that was not legal. Would that be correct?
No. What they're saying is that the mere existence of a whole most guns is defective because they can be used for bad purposes, is essentially what they're saying. In this particular case, they're saying the gun was defective because it didn't have a magazine safety or a loaded chamber indicator.
Ah.
But that's absurd. It wasn't designed with a loaded chamber indicator. There's hundreds of guns that don't have loaded chamber indicators. Equally hundreds that don't have magazine safeties, and to claim that guns that don't have those are defective is just absurd.
Yeah. Do they even? They don't even make those anymore, do they? For the most part, I don't think anybody makes those. I think with the old double action, single action, that Smith used to do that. Smith and Wesson.
No. There's a trend to have loaded chamber indicators on all guns. Glock.
I'm talking about mag drops, to where if it drops the mag, it can't fire.
Oh yeah, they're common out there. They're still common. There's quite a few.
Well, but I mean, even with a loaded chamber indicator, you got to know to look at it.
Well, exactly. And you have to know what it is, and you have to know. I mean, it's absurd. And then this idea that if you take the magazine out, then someone would naturally think the gun couldn't fire. I mean, that's absurd, too.
That's ignorance.
People, it's ignorant, exactly. That's exactly ignorance. What it is. It argues for safety education, but it doesn't argue for removing everybody's right to have certain guns because some people are ignorant. And it's saying because people don't know that if you shift the car lever into drive, it'll move forward. That we can't have cars that don't have, when the shift lever starts to be moving, they say, if it goes into drive, it's going to go forward. And it's just silly.
Yeah. We'll have to watch this and see where it goes, shall we?
Yes, I think it is very interesting because it's an appeals court. So it's, something that can become precedent. And it strikes me that it is going to be appealed. However way, I mean, this was an appeals court ruling, so it's going to be appealed to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because one of the people or one of the parties that inserted themselves into the case is the U.S. government, the Attorney General.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about this a little more when we get to the other side. You can find this story at amaland.com, where you can find another 1,600-plus. This is Lock and Load.
Teamster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build America-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about what's going on in Pennsylvania. We can stick with that for a minute if you'd like to, because I know you had some other stuff you were saying. Do you want to continue that? Or
Just a little bit, and that is that the appellate court made this statement in their holding, their opinion. They said, we hold that merely because at some point in time that gun passed through interstate commerce does not give Congress perpetual authority to regulate any harm it may cause. Now, I'd say, first off, Congress is not regulating harm. They're regulating the ability of people to claim harm, which is considerably different. And then I would say you could just change that sentence a little bit and say just because the gun was manufactured at one time by a manufacturer doesn't give the state government the authority to allocate harm caused by someone who used the gun at any time in the future. And that's what they're doing. They're just saying just because it was made, therefore, we're going to hold the maker in perpetuity, hold them responsible for any harm that anybody does with that gun, no matter what the other person does with it, whether it was legal, illegal, responsible, irresponsible, whatever.
Let me ask you this, simply from a legal standpoint. If a state were to use the Tenth, if they can use the Tenth Amendment to make a declaration that anything that the feds have said, which, you know, you make the distinction that it's sort of a sound thing they're putting forward there in a way, but at the same time, what if they were to decide that it's okay to, you know, have people working for you that are 5 years old, or it's okay for people that are 12 years old to be able to buy liquor, or it's okay
for
slavery to exist.
Yeah, well, slavery is specifically mentioned in the 13th, 14th Amendment, so that's out.
Well, but, I mean, but if you can take the 10th Amendment
things,
and say that the other amendment...
Labor laws, for example, well, a lot of those were passed by the state before there was a federal law.
Right.
And I got to look at the federal law. But there are quite a number of laws that were held to be unconstitutional in the Supreme Court before 1934, quite a few of them, about commerce and saying that the federal government didn't have the authority to regulate intrastate commerce, that is, commerce that occurred inside a state. And as for crime, generally the federal government has not had the authority up until very recently, to decide what are criminal acts inside a state. And that's why the FBI was formed to aid in investigation of crimes that crossed state lines. For example, there are these, bank robbers and that would use cars, which were fairly recently invented at the time, to repeatedly and rapidly cross state lines so they could get away with crime. And the state authorities were fairly incapacitated because they couldn't go past the state line. And so the FBI was used to coordinate and gather evidence and go after these robbers that were using cars before they had ubiquitous radios in the cars.
Right.
And, you know, when you had a car that could travel hundreds of miles easily in a few hours, well, a day or so, then you had no radios, robbers and other people committing violent crimes could easily escape the reach of the law simply by getting across a state line. So that was one of the reasons for the FBI gaining prominence. But we have pushed federal governments into almost all local matters. Where now, if somebody doesn't pay their child support, the federal government has a law saying that you have to pay into a federally mandated pay system so that child support will be paid out. And part of that is because we can move so easily now. People cross state lines very easily and rapidly.
Sure.
And so there's some justification for things just on how rapidly we cross state lines now.
Well, I just when I was reading that and I was looking at it, I was like, well, hey, sometimes when you look at the interpretation of or their interpretation of it, then my question begins to be, well, if this were allowed to stand, how far would they take it?
Oh, yes. And that's this whole, there's supposed to be a tension between federal law and state law. You know, there's supposed to be state powers and there's supposed to be federal powers. And that line has been blurred a lot since FDR, basically. The Roosevelt administration worked very hard to move the federal government to becoming so that all government was unitary. so that, you know, the states and the feds all, and the local governments all sort of work together. But we see that the states now, I mean, may not like it, but these sanctuary cities are an example of states utilizing their power to say, no, we're not going to cooperate in, you know, prosecuting illegal aliens. And they're within their authority to do that. And then the federal government can say, well, we're not going to give you money. So that's how it's worked out in the last 50 years or so.
Well, okay. I know they always get out there when they start talking about withholding the funding. The states always get out there and say that's a egregious overreach by the federal government to withhold this money from us. Has that ever actually happened?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's been cases where the federal government says the one of the most common I think people can relate to. I don't know, as old as I am, there were a lot of states that had various ages when it was legal to drink alcohol. It was often legal for people 18 to drink in a lot of states. And so the federal government basically said, if you don't make your law in conformity with the federal law, we're going to not give you highway funds that, you know, make it illegal to drink and drive or something like that. But basically, they used the highway, the transportation money that came from the gas tax, as a lever to get the laws they wanted enacted.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. It never fails. We are quite the interesting country when it comes to how the various states react certain ways if they're intent upon going after something that is...
Well, it's designed to be checks and balances so that we have limited government. You know, the founders said you can't just say government's going to be limited. You have to have some power to prevent them from going beyond their boundaries. And they set up things
Hang
like the
me.
Judicial
Hang
system
on for
to
me.
Regulate that.
We're coming up on the break. And I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about something happened in Michigan. I don't know if you've written about it or not. I'm sure you've heard about it. You can catch Dean's stuff at amaland.com. Well over 1,600 articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Delta has begun battering the Louisiana coast as the outer bands of the storm have been dropping up to 2 to 3 inches of rain across the state. Tropical storm force winds have already knocked out power to thousands in Texas and Louisiana. The eye of the now Category 2 hurricane will make landfall shortly. Forecasters warn that dangerous storm surges are still on their way for areas along the coast. The storm is expected to impact the area until at least midnight tonight. Stocks rebounded on Friday to post their best weekly gain since August. The Dow Jones closed up 161 points to add more than a half a percent. The S&P 500 rose just under a percent, and the NASDAQ gained 1.4%. Investors remain hopeful that another stimulus package could be on the way after President Trump extended a counteroffer to House Democrats for a $1.8 trillion stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have resumed their negotiations with the new offer on the table. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has signed off on a new offer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The offer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an earlier offer of $1.6 trillion. That's still far away from the $2.2 trillion in a bill the House passed last week. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on the exact details, but believe that the president may get more of what he wants in the final package.
I would reckon that some of our key asks, namely small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance, but I think the president approved it, I'm going to guess, because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks.
President Trump will hold an in-person event Saturday at the White House. It will be his first in-person event since announcing he'd contracted the coronavirus last week. The event will focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. Still got the busy throat. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten, and I was listening to what you were saying about checks and balances and everything else, and I believe in them myself simply because it's much more peaceful that way, as far as conflicts that arise. Have you had a chance to take a look at what happened in Michigan?
Well, I'm not 100% sure what you're talking about. You're talking about this investigation into people supposedly threatening kidnapping?
Yes.
I've just read a couple of reports on it, and it sounds like it's closer to people associated with Antifa than the people associated with what we think of as a militia. It sounds like one of these semi-farcical things where a bunch of people are maybe bullshitting, or maybe excuse my language if that's not allowed.
Not allowed.
Who are making extravagant claims and maybe egged on by an agent provocateur. That's very common. So I haven't seen enough of it to see how serious these people really were, or if they were just making loud noises to try to gain recognition amongst their peers.
Well, their plan was to get a couple hundred of them and go and take the Capitol.
I mean, it's absurd. They have no understanding of reality. You can't have a plan like that in amongst a couple hundred people and keep it secret.
Well, that's item number one. Item number two is I don't know what their plan was beyond that, simply because if you go in with what you got, that's going to get used up.
Take the Capitol, then what? Yeah, exactly. They think that the existing powers are going to say, "Oh, okay, you got the Capitol. That's fine. Have a good time with it." I mean, it's not going to be the chop or chas at the Michigan Capitol. You could have people responding. And a lot of the people that they might think would back him up, I think, would be in opposition to that. It just seems absurd. That I also read that at one point, one or two of the people involved in the very small group, which I think was four or five people, were trying to buy explosives somehow, somewhere, from somebody.
Yeah, but...
Had you read that?
I had not read that. I'm just thinking about, okay, where what shop do you go to for those?
Well,
I mean, I've seen that movie Heat, where they go to a demolition place and they have all the intricate licenses and everything to buy it and all these other things.
It depends what state you're in. You know, up until 15 or 20 years ago, you could walk into a store and buy explosives in Arizona pretty easily. And when I was a kid, that was pretty widely available all around the country. But now it's not so easy.
Now, the reason they were going to do this, though, this is the part that I find interesting. All the things that all of their grievances are working their way through the courts. And she's already been sort of pushed back by the state Supreme Court on her some of her stuff. And it's working its way through, and this is where they lose me, because the peaceful remedies that anybody that's ever been in combat or trained to go into combat, they're not out there just saying, you know, I can't wait till I get to go kill something.
Oh, man, when I see people saying that kind of thing, I mean, whereas, let's get the revolution started right now.
Yeah.
I think that you do not know what you are talking about.
Yeah,
don't want to go there if you can possibly avoid it.
Yeah,
and,
that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This group seems kind of like that, but they just seem so without any logical understanding of reality. And what I'm reading about them is these are people who had no use for government at all. They're anarchists. They don't trust the police. They don't like President Trump.
That's the other thing. Yeah, they're against everybody.
Right.
Against everybody.
And it's this absurd proposition. Let's tear everything down because then things will have to be better. I mean, it's just absurd. Nobody who understands reality believes that to be true. It's only people who are so unsatisfied with current reality that they're willing to destroy the entire structure of society, hoping that after that, somehow out of the ashes, something better will emerge, which very seldom, almost never does. The only thing that even came close was maybe the American Revolution, and most of the structure of society was preserved. They're already governments of the colonies. They didn't change that much.
Right. I just, they went and mixed themselves. I'm sure this is going to be weaponized against gun people. But, you know, in Michigan at the state capitol, they've had a bunch of Second Amendment rallies, like the one in Richmond. Where
yes, they have for years. They've had them.
Armed people showed up. And apparently some of the members of these were called the Wolverine Watchmen. And they were there during these demonstrations. And they would be up there in the... in the galleries yelling at people as they came down. And now, and this is the thing, and I wonder about this sometimes whenever you have these kind of people that get out there. The same thing that happened and I don't know if they made any sort of changes or not, but when we had the guy in Alexandria that shot the Republicans up.
Yeah.
Did we see any significant change in the way people regard their own personal security?
There probably were changes in House members, I'm thinking, or maybe even in Senate members, because the threat had proved to be real.
Yeah.
I don't know about others. And we see this, though. And it's a tactic on the other side, by the way. Well,
sure.
By anybody, is where you... you try to aggravate things and attribute the false flag, as it were, to somebody else and say, well, that means we need this regulation we really want. I'd say something that was very similar to that was when the Black Panthers marched on the legislature in California in 1960, I think it was 66, but I'm not 100% sure. It might have been 63. And they were debating a bill about banning the open carry of loaded firearms in public. And the Panthers said they were against it. So they marched on the legislature carrying M1 carbines and a bunch of other stuff in a rather threatening fashion.
Unloaded.
And you could not. It's not clear if they were unloaded. Probably were. But and you couldn't design something to make sure that the bill would pass any better than that.
Right.
I mean, it was straight out of Alinsky. Let's do this, saying we want some other result when it's designed to get the legislature to pass the bill.
Right.
It was, I think of it as an Alinsky mode of pushing hard for something that you say you want in order to get the opposite effect.
Right. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. I've got a hypothetical I want to throw at you just to see what you have to say, because I know you probably looked at this too. And but for those of you that like like the stuff that Dean talks about, he's either written about it, going to write about it. He writes about everything. So sooner or later, he's going to get to it. And the stuff that he has written in the past, the 1,600-plus articles, he's over 3,000, probably over 3,100. 1,600-plus of them are at ammoland.com. If you want to just see his entire body of work, which you better bring a sandwich or two. You go to all contributors, look for his name. He'll be on the midway down on the left. Click on that, and there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. Most of his work, or a good portion of his work, you can find at Amoland.com. Have you been following the ATF action at the honey badger, with the...
You're talking about the arm braces?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have. I'm actually working on an article, but, a colleague of mine, John Crump, has written an article, and it's posted on Amoland right now, and he has done some excellent work. He suggests that the current acting director of the ATF... maybe doesn't like Donald Trump and wants a different president and believes that if she can hold on to that position until after the next election, she might be made permanent director of the ATF. I hope I'm not misquoting John there. And the ATF has their technology division, it appears, has been waffling on deciding whether certain arm braces are legal or not, and nobody knows if they're legal or not, because the ATF says, well, we can't tell you what makes it legal or what doesn't, but if you send it to us, we'll know it when we see it.
Right. So.
I mean, which is absurd. You know?
Here's the thing. I had the founder and owner and CEO of SB Tactical, which his arm brace is the one on the honey badger. And what's going on right now in the background is that as soon as this happened, the NRA contacted the DOJ. DOJ contacted the executive branch. Now, the ATF was under instructions from the DOJ to not make a move on these.
Yes, that's what I understand. That's what my I have to say. Some of my research is coming up with just the same information.
Right. So here we go with my question. Now, a lot of people have been up in arms about the bump stock, and I'm going to give you a theory, because the bump stock was approved during the Obama administration.
Yes.
Now, what if the reason it was approved was they could look at that and say later on down the road, because they knew somebody would abuse that at some point, and they could look at this, and even though they had reinterpreted it three times prior, we knew we could look at this and say this turns a weapon into a machine gun. And because this class of weapons can be so easily converted to a machine gun, this would be something we could ban. because we've already banned machine guns. Then Mandalay Bay happens, and instead of them getting out there and banning any weapons, they just reinterpreted, you know, based upon some things that were let out, put out there, they interpreted the bump stock to be the issue and not the weapon. So So that boogeyman goes away. And it was just a rule change. It was just a rule change. So now it's winding its way through court. So whatever we'll get out of this, and they're not, they can't possibly look at this in any mechanical light at all and look at those three pieces of plastic that comprise the bump stock and say, this is a machine gun. They may try, but that's what the ATF did. Now, the ATF, now they've come out, they've gone back and forth, and, you know, I think in 2015 they said, well, you can't shoulder the brace. Then in 2017 they rescinded that and said, well, okay, you can shoulder the brace. Because it's a preposterous assumption on their part that they can tell me how I'm going to hold something. Right?
Yes.
I could take a handgun and stick it against my chest if I want to and brace it that way. I could get one of those without a brace on it at all and just have that buffer tube, stick that against my shoulder.
I would agree. And there's other things that there's just the NFA law on these categories of short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns is just absurd. It doesn't make any sense. It never made any sense because it was a compromise made in the law in 1934, where it only made sense if you regulated pistols and handguns generally like you did machine guns.
Right.
And originally that was in the law, the proposal, the bill. Now, you have to give the NRA credit because they lobbied hard and they got what they thought was the most important things, pistols and, you know, handguns generally, pistols and revolvers, removed from the bill. And then they said, okay, well, you know, we've removed the important stuff from the bill. You can have the booby prize of machine guns, silencers, and short-barreled rifles and shotguns. Sawed-off shotguns is what they were originally looking at. And then somewhere, I think it was in the Senate committee that was looking at the bill, somebody said, well, what about sawed-off rifles? Because it wasn't in the bill originally, and they said, right. we'll add the sawed-off rifles in there, too. Because not very many people had sawed-off rifles.
So let me ask you this, because this is the way I see this, and this is the way Alex Bosco sees it. Given that we have, you know, it's been the assertion of the gun community for a very long time that the ATF is this rogue agency that does things purely for politics, has nothing to do based upon any sort of mechanical engineering or anything, that the NFA thing, the suppressors, it's silly to have those on there, that it's silly to have, you know, AR pistols that are allowed, but you can't have an SBR because of just of the nature of the way the mechanical pieces actually work once they're on there, and all these other things. And all of a sudden, out in the open, we have this instance where they're actually trying to do something political. It's out there in the open. Trump, who wants to drain the state, the deep state, who wants to drain the swamp, has this great example of this. If he's reelected, this is the opportunity to take the ATF and, if not, dissolve them altogether, because what do they do that the FBI can't do?
Well, there's all this history behind it. I don't know if we want to try to decide if it's better to do away with them all together or what. But and it would take acts of Congress to do this. Couldn't just
What I'm saying is that if they're doing something that has nothing to do with the public trust or public interest or the public safety, and they're doing it purely for political reasons or something else, they definitely need, at the very least, to be pulled back into the fold and made. See, the thing with the braces is that SB Tactical has for years tried to get with them and say, come and tell me what I can and can't do.
Exactly.
Give me the parameters I can work within, and I will do so. I do not want to run afoul of you. And
yes, exactly.
And what they're getting now is we'll know it when we see it.
Yes. Now, I have to say that in my research, that what I've found, or what I've been, what's been told to me, let's put it that way, is that within ATF there's a strong contingent of people who are maybe not putting it on paper, but essentially saying or whispering or letting it be known, you know, in not exactly perfect terms, that look, we just need to delay. Wait after the election, Trump will be gone, and all those restrictions from the DOJ are going to go away, and we can do what we want.
Well, they better stop paying so much attention to the polls, because the polls aren't real.
That's what I'm hearing, is that that there's a strong component within the ATF, BATFE, that says, look, Trump's going to lose, and then we won't have to worry about it. We'll be home free.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so sure that, you know, I talked about this. In Michigan right now, Michael Moore is really nervous in Michigan.
Well, you know, you've got to give Michael Moore credit. Even though I think his assertions about reality are all wrong, his understanding of what's going on the ground is usually pretty close.
Well.
So if he's nervous,
I'm running out of time.
For a good reason.
Yeah, I'm running out of time. You going to be here on Wednesday?
Yes, I intend to.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.